Good on you, Vanessa. Thank you. There's a great event getting underway today up in Cairns. It's the Kidney Car Rally, car with a K, the Kidney Car Rally from Cairns to Dubbo. They'll get to Dubbo in about 10 days' time. Drivers will travel more than 5,000 kilometres, and they're raising funds and awareness for Kidney Health Australia's Kids and Youth Program. Now, one of the men who's going to be an ambassador for this event, is an ambassador for this event, is on the line right now. Lee Holdsworth, the 2021 Bathurst 1000 champion, joins us on the morning program. G'day, Lethal.
Matty, how are you, mate?
Come on, mate. What did you do to me? Did you check out there all of a sudden?
I was speaking, but you couldn't hear me.
Some of your finest work. Actually, the last time we spoke was the day after you and Chaz won Bathurst. And you remember you were both in the car. And thankfully, mate, you were the best of the bunch there because you had a pretty big night.
Was
if it wasn't for, yeah, if it wasn't for you, it would have been a pear-shaped interview because Chaz partied harder.
Oh, I don't know about that. No, well, it is pretty hard to out-party Chaz. I've got to give you the tip, but I gave it a good nudge. But yeah, we were in fine form, and you know, if you don't celebrate that one, you're not living.
Well said. Hey, I mentioned this Kidney Car Rally, car with a K. So it's the 33rd year of this event. Now, you guys do all sorts of wonderful stuff away from racing, and this one's a beauty, mate. 5,000 kilometres worth of driving, but covering a lot of ground to cover a lot of distance and spread the word about Kidney Health Australia's Kids and Youth Program. So why did you get involved in this?
Oh, look, I love getting involved in charities that help kids out, and you know, obviously with this helping the Kids and Youth Program with kidney health disease, you know, it's pretty close to my heart. I think we need to raise awareness for the issue and try and raise the much needed funds to you know, help these kids and families out, you know, getting through and trying to find solutions and yeah, just trying to help them in some kind of way, physically, emotionally, psychologically. That's what these programs are for.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, Harry Bates is going to be out there. He's the Australian Rally Champion, of course. So talk us through your role. You're a busy man. You've got Sandown coming up. So your role is to tap in along the way, give them a call, make sure they're going okay, give them a bit of advice. Do you give them driving advice for the 5,000 Ks they're going to do?
Oh, look, I think Harry's the man to do that, considering he's the Rally Champion. They're going to be going through some pretty you know, harsh terrain through on their drive from Cairns down to Dubbo. So, well, it'd just be amazing to be a part of. I was wanting to be a part of this last year or the year before when, you know, obviously COVID struck and it all got shut down. So, unfortunately, I couldn't do the rally this year, but these guys are going to have a blast, you know, camping out each night and yeah, really, you know, getting to test their skills on these rally adventures. Plus, you know, raising that much-needed money. But, yeah, Harry's going to have a great time, and I'm sure that the guys there will get some great tips from him. But I'll call in and say g'day every now and then and make sure that everyone's enjoying themselves and just to, you know, show my support as well.
Yeah, good on you. And it's great that you do that. Like I say, you've got plenty on your plate and you don't need to do these things, but yourself and Harry are putting their time aside to do so. The website to go to is www.kidney.org.au/rally. So kidney.org.au/rally. In terms of your other job, mate, Supercars Championship this season, you're heading off to Sandown, so that's next weekend and everything's gearing up for the back end of the season and of course the Enduros to come. A snapshot of the season so far, good weekend at Winton. I guess you'd be looking for that kind of consistency more and more.
Yeah, that's right. We just haven't been able to nail a consistent balance in my car just yet. But you know, I feel we did make some gains at the last round at the Bend. We need to, you know, progress further from that because we still weren't quite there. But yeah, back, you know, getting back to that form that we had at Winton is certainly the aim, where, you know, we challenge for podiums and, you know, it'd be great to get a trophy at Sandown. The last time I was there for the Sandown 500, I came home with a third place. So I know my way around there. Plus, being my 500th race, I should know my way around these tracks. So that's a big event for me. And plus, you know, Penrite getting behind the Sandown super sprint is also huge for Penrite Racing as well. So we want to make sure that we're on the ball, on the money, and give this one a real good shake up.
I wanted to talk to you about your 500th race because it's an enormous achievement in this sport. I mean, motorsport's so hard to get into. The other part is that it's so hard to stay in there, but you've managed to achieve that longevity in this sport and success along the way. How much has changed since you were the young bloke coming in 499 races ago to where you're at now?
A hell of a lot. A hell of a lot. I came in a naive young kid and now I'm a wise old chap. So, look, I've had a lot of fun along the way and, you know, met some great people, had some great support. You need to be surrounded by good people in your career to, you know, to be successful and to have that longevity. And, you know, I've been fortunate enough to be surrounded by that. So, you know, from the day I started, you know, I think the category's come a hell of a long way in terms of, you know, technology and the evolution of the cars. The development of the cars has come so far. You know, these cars used to be very, very difficult to drive. They're probably, you know, we used to slide around a lot more. You know, I was racing with the likes of Mark Scaife and Russell Ingall and all those old legends. And now there's all these young blokes coming through, which is really cool to see. And, you know, so you sort of got, there's been a few generations come through since I started. So it's been cool to see all that. But I think also, you know, what I'm excited about with this sport is the direction it's heading with the Gen 3 next year. I sort of feel like it's heading back towards that old school nature of driving, where the cars will have a lot more movement, a lot less aero, hopefully, you know, even better racing than we've got now.
Was it Oran Park, Lethal? Was it 07 Oran Park where you got that first round win? I think
it
you
was.
Came into the championship. There you go. Apparently it was a very good call. Very good commentary that day as well.
Yeah, it was great commentary. I've heard it a few times now. it was a great day. You know, that was my second year at Gary Rogers Motorsport. And Gary really was the guy that kicked off my career in supercars. With the paper or handwritten facts that he sent through as my contract, which is pretty amazing in itself. Probably a lot of the people listening don't even know what a fax machine was. It was really special to be able to pay back Gary in my second year with a race win. And you know, we made the right call on tyres with it raining and. Most people had to pit again for wet tyres and we'd already made the call. So we shot off into the lead nice and early and came through for the win and some brilliant commentary along the way.
It's a long time ago now. Hey, mate, thanks for your time. I look forward to tracking you for the rest of the season, obviously, and congratulations and thanks on behalf of all those kids that are going to be exposed to, you know, the Kids and Youth Kidney Health Australia program along the way of this kidney car rally with Harry Bates out there as well. So good on you, mate. Enjoy the next couple of weeks and we'll catch up soon.
Yeah, thanks very much, Matty. Thanks for getting the word out there on Kidney Car Rally.
Absolutely. www.kidney.org.au/rally is the website to go to if you'd like to donate. A great cause and just one of many, many things, believe me, that our supercars drivers in particular, a lot of our motorsport drivers across all categories around Australia will absolutely be involved in. They're very, very good at that. 0457 736 736 is my number. Tommy's Tribune, the headlines are rolling on in. We've got a Signet Boost power bank to give away, valued at $59.95. It'll keep your phone, tablet and earbuds powered 24/7. I need to get one of those. 18 minutes to midday, back after this with the Tribune.